During the trial, prosecutors argued that the Trump Organization knowingly provided off-the-books perks in what was described as a culture of fraud and deception. The jury heard that senior executives were given luxury cars, apartments, and private school tuition for their relatives. Donald Trump was not named in the case, but prosecutors alleged that he was aware of the scheme. The former president says the trial is politically motivated, and the real estate company's lawyers say the fraud was conducted by rogue actors, like the company's longtime CFO, Alan Weisselberg, who's previously pleaded guilty to fraud. The Trump Organization faces fines of up to $1.6 million. New York's Attorney General says the verdict sends a strong message that no one is above the law. William Denslow, New York.